The way Ketchikan's school district handles insurance is a little different from what you might see at a small business. Instead of paying for a plan from a big insurance company, the school district is instead partially self-insured. That means it takes premiums, puts them in a pool, and uses that money to pay for the medical expenses of its employees. For whopper bills of over $150,000, it has a secondary provider that kicks in to insulate the school district against runaway expenses. But for most of the last decade, school district business manager Katie Parrott recently told the school board the insurance program has paid out more than it's taken in.
The way that the district has kind of tried to deal with these deficits in more recent years is we kind of do an end of the year lump sum supplemental contribution to the program.
Basically, an infusion of cash to keep the system whole. But Parrott says the fund took a turn after a new teacher's contract with the Ketchikan Education Association, or KEA, the largest union for faculty and staff. The 2018 contract cut teachers' premiums in half, and that means less money going into the insurance fund.
It created a new deficit on top of kind of the existing smaller deficit. And at that time, it was projected that ongoing there would be about $522,000 that the district would need to make up somewhere in order to not feel the impact of that.
That's another $500,000 a year. The school district went to the Ketchikan Gateway Borough to ask for local tax dollars to make up the difference, but the assembly shot down the request. Over the next 2 years, the district put hundreds of thousands of dollars back into the account, combing through school district accounts looking for unspent funds at the end of the year, just to keep the program afloat as the district searched for solutions. Parrott says the union and the district drilled into the claims and found that a small group of employees was claiming much more than others, so they tried something new, programs to help employees address chronic high-cost health issues like high blood pressure and diabetes, and it seemed to work.
And we started seeing improvements.
That was during the 2019-2020 school year. Then enter the global COVID-19 pandemic.
After that, our claims skyrocketed.
With coronavirus-related claims coming hard and fast, a $700,000 deficit in mid-2019 ballooned to nearly $2.5 million by the end of last July.
And so at this point, we have absolutely no choice whether or not we take action to address this liability.
A little more than half of that is made up of COVID-19 related claims, she said. The school board voted unanimously on October 13th to use the district's final $1.4 million in federal relief from the American Rescue Plan Act to prop up its health insurance fund.
That's not going to take care of all of the deficit. That's going to knock out a good chunk so that maybe the remainder is more manageable for the district.
But in the long term, Parrott says the district may have to take some painful steps. She says there are essentially three options. One is to cut funding elsewhere to fill the gap, but that would mean lost programs or activities. Another is to reduce health benefits, and a third is to increase premiums. The latter two require agreement at the bargaining table.
It's probably not realistic to target one specific long-term strategy and only do that. I think it's going to take a combination. It's definitely something that we need to have at the forefront of our coming budget cycle.
The head of Ketchikan's teachers union, Gara Williams, says in an emailed statement that the current benefits were the product of long negotiations after district staff went without a contract for about 18 months. Asking teachers, cooks, custodians, assistants, and aides to either pay more for health care or get by with less won't be well received, she said. And she says the union is also worried that cutbacks on health benefits could make it harder to fill an already high number of open positions. Contract negotiations for support staff and specialists like psychologists and speech pathologists get underway this spring. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.